You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. People in the Asia-Pacific region trust TV adverts more than online video adverts. Disney will enter the online video streaming market next month, and using social media via a mobile device is the most popular online activity in Mexico. People in the Asia-Pacific region trust TV adverts more than online video adverts, according to research by Nielsen. Looking across 12 Asia-Pacific countries, they found that 66% trusted TV adverts compared to 48% who trusted video adverts they saw online. There was regional variation in the levels of trust, but in each of the countries, TV adverts were viewed as more trustworthy than online video adverts. Viewers in India, Indonesia, and Thailand trusted TV adverts more than anywhere else, with Hong Kong trusting TV ads the least. Looking at online video ads, India, the Philippines, and Thailand trusted online ads the most, with Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea trusting them the least. The research also found that TV adverts persuaded more people to do the desired action. 3/4 said they acted after watching a TV advert compared to just 58% who took action after watching an online video ad. The media giant Disney has announced it will be entering the online video streaming market next month. It'll launch its subscription-based service Disney Life in the UK, where users will be able to access it for £9.99 per month. Disney Life will include Disney and Pixar films and television programs, as well as Disney music and books. It will not, however, include content produced by Lucasfilm or Marvel. The entertainment giant announced that after its initial launch in the UK, it will also launch in Germany, France, Spain, and Italy. It'll face fierce competition from rival video streaming companies that operate in Europe, such as Amazon and Netflix. Netflix, in particular, is engaging in a huge international push at the moment, having said that it wants to be operating in 200 countries by the end of 2016. Research by GCE has revealed that using social media via a mobile device is the most popular online activity among Mexican internet users. Smartphones are the primary device used to access the internet for 39% of Mexicans, followed by desktops at 35%, laptops at 15%, and tablets at 6%. The majority of Mexicans spend at least 2 hours online every day, with over 10% saying they're always connected to the internet. 20% use social networks, with 80% of social media users logging on every day. Facebook is the most popular social network in the country, followed by the social messaging app WhatsApp. An estimated 65 million of Mexicans are online, equivalent to 54% of the population. The public relations company Porto Novelli has said that Nigeria's digital marketing industry could grow fivefold in the next 5 years. It's predicted that by 2020, Nigeria's digital marketing industry will grow from its present day $2 billion to $10 billion. A spokesperson from Troika Group has predicted that e-commerce will be the main driver of this growth. Nigeria is the leading African nation for e-commerce. Out of Nigeria's 50 million internet users, 90% either shop online currently or plan to do so in the future. And finally, the Chinese social messaging app WeChat has been accused yet again of censoring the car app company Uber. WeChat's parent company Tencent has invested a large amount of money in Uber's main rival in China, Didi Kuwadi. The claims of censorship have come from Uber's CEO, who say that WeChat is blocking all of Uber's accounts on the app, as well as censoring positive news about Uber, whilst boosting negative news about the company. This is the third time this year that WeChat has been accused of censoring Uber after a so-called technical glitch in July meant that searching for the word Uber in WeChat brought up zero results. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. Goodbye.